You might have looked forward to it all year, but for some, you know, not so much. Because we know there can also be a time, fatigue, stress, and drama. Drama. And it can rob you of the joy you deserve. To talk about ways to have a drama-free holiday season, we're joined for our monthly session of How Does That Make You Feel with psychologist Dr. Gans Ferenc. Hi, Dr. Gans.
Hey, Jaylen, how you doing?
Oh, well, I'm good, because every time I hear Christmas music right now, it puts me in a really good space.
That's awesome.
I'm in the mood, and I'm excited about Christmas this year. Not so much last year, but really looking forward to it. We know it can be a challenge for a lot of folks, and even if you love it, right? There's so much going on. There's a lot of pressures. Like even this morning, I had to have the conversation with my husband saying, hey, if we can't make it to all the Christmas parties, if we can't make it to all the dues, if we can't, we're just not going to do it and we're not going to worry about it. And I mean, I think we had to frame it for the very first time that way. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, totally. And I think this year in particular, because we've had, like last year was kind of, are we not doing it, you know, 2 years ago, not doing it, right? And so I think people can feel a lot of pressure to kind of make up for lost time.
And right? I'm seeing, you know, so many people wanting to have, you know, the get-togethers and the come and goes and all of that. And it's awesome. And I'm really looking forward to it all. But also, I'm not going to beat myself up if I can't get to them all. So let's talk a few things. Let's talk about drama-free health, the things that we can do to keep our bodies healthy and our minds maybe healthy through this as well.
Well, no, you're absolutely right, because they go together. This is the thing, right? In order to have drama-free sort of emotions throughout the holiday season, or well, really throughout the year, you have to look after your physical health. You have to look after your emotional health. You have to look after your relational health, right? So we're going to talk about all three today. But for the physical stuff is really where the rubber meets the road, right? So at this time of year, it's very easy. You got all the really cool, delicious, yummy snacks that are available. We want to go to all the get-togethers. And so it's kind of easy to forget the basic routines that we normally do during the rest of the year to keep ourselves healthy and balanced, right? So one of my recommendations is, as close as you can, stick to the routines, or at least accommodate the straight, when you do stray from the routine, try to get back to routine as quickly as possible. So what I'm talking about is like making sure you're getting enough sleep, right? That's the foundation of everything always. We need about 8 hours and 13 minutes or so of sleep every night, right? Make sure you're getting like good nutrition. So you know, eat the snack, do your thing, but make sure you're getting the good stuff as well. And make sure you don't go too long in between meals, because then we know we get the whole blood pressure crash, then we get the blood pressure spike and
get hangry.
Go with that. Oh yeah, yeah. Your hormones go with that, and then our emotions go with that, and our worldview goes with that, right? And then it's not a fun holiday season for you or the innocent bystanders who happen to be around you, right?
So stop talking to Coach. Come on. Well, and then I think you have to like make sure you also set aside some time for some recovery, right? Just in case.
Yes. So, you know, what I really recommend people do is, like, we're far enough away from the holiday season still that you can actually do some preloading. And what I mean by that is give yourself an opportunity to get, like, a little bit of extra sleep. Make sure you're doing, you know, kind of your regular exercise or maybe a little bit extra, right? Because, you know, you may skip a day or two here and there. But if you preload because you know you're going to be out of routine a little bit, then you actually have a little bit of a buffer. So when you are out of routine and you're doing all these extra things, you're not gonna crash as hard. And then you want to make sure you give yourself permission to, like you and Coach did, it's like, maybe we can't go to everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Maybe we'll just do our best and not kind of tax ourselves too much.
So, and I think that goes to the mindset then, is just really doing your best. I'm just going to try and do my best just to, you know, again, if we can't do it all, we're not going to do it all.
Well, you think about it this way. If you force to go and then you're kind of upset and crotchety and tired and, you know, kind of out of sorts, well, you're not going to have fun. And again, the innocent bystanders, right? So Right. So you want to give yourself permission to not go to certain things. And it's really, it's about quality versus quantity. And when you do that, then everybody has a better time.
You talk often, you know, and especially when it comes to mindset, about gratitude and remember gratitude. And you mm-hmm. talk about the importance of that for oneself as well. Can you remind us kind of what that means when it comes to this? What does that gratitude look like?
Well, just, you know, appreciation. You know, I love this saying that I heard. It says, what you appreciate, appreciates. Mm-hmm. Right? And so a lot of times we do actually appreciate the people around us, but we sometimes forget to tell them. You know what I mean? We tell them when they mess up, but we don't always tell them when they're doing really well, mm-hmm. or just the fact that we're happy that they're in our lives, right? So, you know, it's a really nice gift. It's one of the nicest gifts, actually, you can give this time or any time of the year to somebody, is to let them know how much you appreciate them. But there are really positive physiological effects for you, the giver, because when you're showing gratitude, your physiology is happy. Your physiology is calm and soothed and feels better. So you function better, you feel better. It gives you a lift, gives you a boost to your immune system, right? And so showing gratitude and appreciation for somebody else is very, very powerful. But then also remember to do it for yourself too. So, you know, show gratitude and appreciation for your body, for what you've done to create the life you have, and that sort of thing.
And I think it's important to remember that showing appreciation doesn't necessarily have to come in how much money you spent, right?
Oh,
I mean,
no.
I think we get caught up in, oh my gosh, oh, how many presents and the money and all that sort of stuff. And that can really take away, but really what we should be focusing on.
Yeah, no kidding. I remember when the kids were little, and you know, new parents, right? So you buy them all this stuff. Oh, this is the kid, they're really going to like this toy. And you know, so we buy them the stuff. The most fun they have is unwrapping stuff and throwing the paper everywhere and then playing with the boxes, right? Why did I spend all this money?
Exactly.
Right? And because money does not equal experience, right? And it doesn't equal joy. So really, like you said, cut yourself some slack. Remember, it's about, particularly with little kids, it's about your attention, the time you spend with them. And even with big kids and adults, right? They're going to remember your energy and how you interacted with them far more than, you know, if you folded the dinner napkins the right way or not, right? I mean, you know, so really just cut yourself some slack and enjoy yourself. And that's going to be the gift you give to yourself and everybody around you.
One of the big challenges when it comes to holidays is, you know, family and the other people that are around, those relationships. And it can be a real challenge because we don't always see eye to eye, and there's, you know, people grate on each other, all of those things. So how do you have a drama-free relationship during all of this?
Well, you know, so the two things we talked about before, the drama-free health, drama-free sort of mindset,
yep.
Those are the foundation. Like you have to do that to have the energy to do what I'm going to say next, right? So the next thing is you really want to just be in a space where you live and let live. You know, you do your thing, let other people do their things, and it's okay. Because, again, it's really about the interaction, being together, and just supporting each other. And listen, we're in this state in the world right now. We're sort of heading there before COVID. COVID just sort of accelerated everything. But there's a lot of division right now. There's a lot of people kind of moving to different tribes or different sides of the spectrum. And what we've forgotten is that we can disagree on certain things and still respect each other and still love each other. I don't have to believe the same thing or think the same way that you do in order to respect you as another, you know, fellow carbon-based life form. You know what I mean? we're the same, you know? And so it's okay. We might have different ideas about what we need to do, but if we really think about how we were, say, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago for us old guys, right? Hopefully we've grown. Hopefully we've changed our positions on some things and, you know, figured some other things out and evolved along certain lines. So if we have done that, we need to give ourselves permission to continue to evolve and also to give other people permission to evolve and change and, you know, like maybe hold some ideas that they may not hold 5 years from now. And it's okay. And when we can do that, we make the space to then interact with each other as humans. And that is so, so important, especially in this era of social media and 24-hour news cycle and, you know, all the stuff and the ugliness we're seeing all over the place right now, the thing that's missing is love, tolerance, and joy, right? And that's what we need to bring to each other this holiday season and throughout the year.
Gans, hold the line for just a second, because I've got a couple more questions for you. You know, sometimes that love and joy and peace for other people, sometimes it's almost impossible. It seems so. What to do if you're just positive that, you know, there's going to be some friction? Dr. Gans has some advice about that right after this. Another edition of How Does That Make You Feel? And we're talking about, giving you some tips, some keys to a drama-free holiday season. And we've talked about what to do with health and mindset and when it comes to those relationships. But sometimes, Gans, it can be tricky. And sometimes you just know that, you know, no matter what you do, there's going to be some friction. So can you call a truce? Can you address the conflict beforehand? What do you suggest?
Yeah, you know, and some of these things are going, they don't just show up at holidays, right? They've been going all year long or whatever, or longstanding. So, yeah, I mean, listen, if you're going to have people over, you really want to create a good time for yourself and everybody in attendance. So you don't really want a lot of tension or even unspoken tension, right? So if you can, if the other person's open to it and you have the bandwidth to do so, see if you can get together with that person ahead of time, or even just talk to them and see if you can hash it out if you can, or at least call the truth. Say, hey, listen, let's just agree that we're just not going to see eye to eye, but can we make it good for the people who are around us this holiday season, right? And then, you know, we can get back to arguing or hating each other after in the new year, right?
Yep.
And I think that's just, you know, it may take a lot of, and this is why you do all the stuff around your health and your mindset first. It takes a lot of energy to do this, to be able to be the bigger person, be gracious, be able to either attend or host something when there's somebody else there that you have a difficult time with. But, you know, and I, just a reminder, we've talked about this, you know, over the years, the idea of resentment.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said it's like swallowing poison and hoping that the other person dies. You know what I mean? Like,
yep.
So it really does hurt you. So the best you can do to give yourself a free mind and a free experience, it's going to be better for you, but everybody else around you. But you know what? If the other person's not open to it, then, you know, you're just going to have to be a bigger person and try not to have an argument of a full out and out, you know, knock down, drag out fight in front of everybody. But give yourself the escape routes. So, you know, hey, I need to go to the bathroom. Or, you know, we're out of ice, let me go get some ice. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Timeouts are good.
Absolutely. take them like the sports teams take them, right?
Yep.
Take them to regroup and do what you need to do.
Yeah, timeouts and safe words, right? You know, have a word to agree on. If that word gets dropped, the conversation ends and on you go. So here's
That's
the thing,
right.
Gans, we're pretty much out of time here, but mm-hmm. we know this isn't a fun season for everyone.
Yeah.
It can be a real challenge. It's important to, you know, be kind and to reach out to other folks out there. But if you're struggling, and, mm-hmm. and we know there are people that are struggling, you know, there's help out there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There is help. Definitely do not do this by yourself. You don't have to, especially in this day and age. Reach out. 211 in Edmonton is a great place to start. You know, phone and talk to somebody on the helpline. You know, myself and my team, other psychologists, clinical social workers that are available throughout the province to be able to help people when they're having a difficult time. And just, you know, the best thing to do is don't wait till it's really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out before things get really, really bad, because the sooner you hit something that's, you know, that's going in the wrong direction, the quicker you can change course and help it to turn around, right?
Dr. Gans Ferens, registered psychologist, of course. AskDrGans.com is his website. Gans, I appreciate you so much and what you bring to this show every single month. Thank you so much for all you do for me, for my listeners, for my crew. Merry Christmas to you and your family and to the team.
Oh, you too, to all the listeners. And thank you so much for having me and for everybody that's, you know, paid attention, listened to all these throughout the year. So thank you.
We'll talk to you in the new year.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.